This is the Sakar Merli of the 6th of August 2025. Essence, sweet children, whenever you have time, go into solitude and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Only when you reach your destination will your pilgrimage end. Question: with which virtue does the father fill his children at the confluence age? A virtue that continues for half a cycle? Answer: the father says, just as I am extremely sweet, so I also make you children sweet. Deities are very sweet. You children are now making effort to become sweet. Those who benefit many and who don't have any devilish thoughts are sweet. They are the ones who claim a high status. They are the ones who are later worshipped. Om Shanti. The father sits here and explains that this soul is the master of this body. You children have now received this knowledge. Therefore, you should first understand this. First of all, understand that you are souls. Each soul works through a body and plays his part. No other human beings have such thoughts because they are body conscious. Here, you are made to sit with the thought that you are souls, and that those are your bodies. I, this soul, am a child of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You forget this remembrance again and again. First of all, remember this fully. When people go on a pilgrimage, they are told to keep moving on. You too have to continue to move along on the pilgrimage of remembrance, that is, to have remembrance. If you don't have remembrance, it means that you are not on the pilgrimage and that there is body consciousness. One or another sinful action is performed when there is body consciousness. It is not that human beings are constantly performing sinful actions. If that were so, their income would stop. Therefore, as much as possible, never become slack on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Sit in solitude, churn the ocean of this knowledge, and extract points. For how long do you remain in remembrance of Baba? That which is sweet is automatically remembered. It has been explained to you children that at this time human beings continue to cause a loss for one another. Baba only praises the teachers, but even amongst them some teachers are bad. Otherwise, a teacher means one who teaches manners, the behaviour of those who are religious-minded and have good natures is good. If a father drinks alcohol, etc., his children would be coloured by that company. That is called bad company, because it is the kingdom of Ravan. There definitely was the kingdom of Rama, but only you children know about these wonderful sweet things, what it was like and how it was established. It is said, sweet, sweeter, sweetest. Only by staying in remembrance of the Father do you become pure and make others pure. The Father doesn't enter the new world. In the world there are human beings, animals, farms and fields, etc. Human beings need everything. the annihilation that is mentioned in the scriptures is wrong. Total annihilation never takes place. The world cycle continues to turn. You children have to keep the beginning to the end of it in your awareness. People remember many types of picture. They remember all the melas and gatherings, etc. All of those are limited. Your remembrance is unlimited. Your happiness is unlimited. And your wealth is unlimited. He is the unlimited Father, is he not? Everything you receive from a limited Father is limited. You receive unlimited happiness from the unlimited Father. Happiness is received through wealth. There is limitless wealth there. Everything there is Satyaprathan. It is in your intellects that you were Satyaprathan and that you have to become that again. You know it at this time. You are also sweet, sweeter and sweetest, number-wise. Those who become sweeter than Baba will claim a high status. Those who benefit many are the sweetest. The Father is also the sweetest. This is why everyone remembers him. It isn't just honey and sugar that are sweet. It refers to the behavior of human beings. It is sometimes said, this one is a sweet child. In the Golden Age, there is nothing devilish. You surely must have made effort here to receive such a high status. You now know that new world. For you, it is as though the new world of that land of happiness will be here tomorrow. People don't know when there was peace. They ask for peace in the world. You children know that there was peace in the world and that you are now establishing that once again. How can you explain this to everyone? You should extract such points about the things that people want very much. It is because there is a great deal of peacelessness that they continue to cry out for peace in the world. Show them the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. When it was their kingdom, there used to be peace in the world. That was called heaven, the deity world. There used to be peace in the world there. No one else knows exactly what happened 5,000 years ago. This is the main thing. All souls everywhere ask how there can be peace in the world. All souls are calling out for peace, whereas you are making effort to establish peace in the world here. Tell those who want peace in the world that there was peace in the world when there was only Bharat. When Bharat was heaven, there was peace, but it is now hell. In the Iron Age, there is peacelessness because of the innumerable religions that there now are. This is the kingdom of Maya. There is also the pomp of devotion. Day by day it continues to grow. People go to melas and gatherings, etc., thinking that there must definitely be some truth there. You now understand that no one can become pure through those. No human being can show you the path to become pure. Only the one Father is the purifier. There is only this one world. It is simply called a new world and an old world. It is said that there is new Bharat and new Delhi in that new world. It has to become new again, and there will be a new kingdom there. Here in this old world, there is an old kingdom. Only you know what this old world is and what that new world is. There is so much expansion of devotion. That is called ignorance. Only the One Father is the ocean of knowledge. The Father doesn't tell you to chant Rama, Rama, or to do this or that. No. It has been explained to you, children, how the history and geography of the world repeat. You are studying this education called spiritual knowledge now. No one knows the meaning of this. Only the One Father is called the ocean of knowledge. He is the spiritual, knowledgeful Father. The Father speaks to you souls. You children understand that the Father is teaching you. This is spiritual knowledge. Ruhani knowledge is spiritual knowledge. You know that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is a point and that He is teaching you. We souls are studying. Don't forget this. We souls then give this knowledge that we receive to other souls. Only when you consider yourselves to be souls and stay in remembrance of the Father can there be remembrance. Many of you are weak in having remembrance. They very quickly become body conscious. You have to practice being soul conscious. I, this soul, am making a deal with this one. I, this soul, am doing business. There is only benefit in considering yourself to be a soul and in remembering the Father. This soul has the knowledge that I am on a pilgrimage. You do have to act. You also have to look after your children as well as your business, etc. It is with great difficulty that anyone remembers I am a soul while doing business. The Father says never perform any wrong acts. The greatest sin is to indulge in vice. It is this that troubles everyone a great deal. You children now make a promise to become pure. The memorial of this promise is Rakshabandhan. In earlier days, Rakhis were only a few paisa. A Brahmin priest used to go and tie Rakhis. Nowadays, they make such fashionable Rakhis. In fact, Rakhi applies to this time. You promised the Father, I will never indulge in vice again. I will claim from you my inheritance of becoming a master of the world. The Father says, you have been floundering in the ocean of poison for 63 births. I am now taking you to the ocean of milk. There isn't really an ocean like that. It is just said for the sake of comparison. I am taking you to Shivalay, the temple of Shiva. There is a lot of happiness there. This is now the final birth. O souls, become pure. Will you not listen to the Father? God, your Father, is telling you, sweet children, do not indulge in vice. There are burdens of the sins of many births on your heads. They can only be burnt away by remembering me. You were also given these teachings in the previous cycle. Only when you guarantee to the Father that you will continue to remember Him alone does the Father give you this guarantee. Continue to remember Him so much that the consciousness of your bodies no longer remains. Some of the sannyasis are very staunch, firm ones, who have knowledge of the Brahm element. they too leave their bodies while just sitting somewhere. Here, the Father explains to you that when you have become pure, you have to return home. Those people leave their bodies when they choose. However, it isn't that they go into liberation or liberation in life when they leave their bodies. No, they still have to return here. But their followers believe that they have gone ahead to Nirvana. The Father explains, not a single one can return home. It isn't the law. The tree definitely has to grow. You are now sitting at the confluence age. All other human beings are in the Iron Age. You are becoming part of the deity community. Those who belong to your religion will continue to come. There is the genealogical tree of the deities there. Here they have changed or been converted into other religions. They will emerge once again. Who else would fill their space there? They will definitely come back here to fill their own space. These are very subtle matters. Many very good ones who have been converted into other religions will also come. Therefore, they will come back to their own place. Even those of Islam come to you. There has to be a great deal of caution. They, the police, will quickly come to investigate how so many of other religions come here. When there's a state of emergency, they catch many. But if they are given money, they release them. You now see what happened a cycle ago. It happened just like that in the previous cycles too. You are now changing from ordinary human beings into deities, into elevated beings. This is the most elevated Brahmin clan. At this time, the father and the children are on spiritual service. To make a poor person wealthy is spiritual service. The father brings benefit. Therefore, you children also have to help. Those who show the path to many others will climb very high. You children have to make effort. But you must not worry, because your responsibility is on the father. You are inspired to make effort with great force. Then whatever fruit you receive, it is understood that it is the same as you received in the previous cycle. The Father says to you children, children, don't worry. Make effort to do service. What can the Father do if the children don't become this? If they don't belong to this clan, then no matter how hard you try, some will eat your head a great deal and some less. Baba has said that they will all come when they experience a great deal of sorrow. Nothing of yours will go to waste. Your duty is to show the right path. Shiv Baba says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. Many say that God definitely does exist, that God existed also at the time of the Mahabharat war. However, they have become confused about which God it was at that time. It couldn't have been Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna can only exist with those same features in the Golden Age. The features change in every birth. The world is now changing. No one knows how God makes old things new. Your name will eventually be glorified. Establishment is now taking place. Then destruction will take place and you will rule. The picture showing the new world on one side and the old world on the other side is very good. It is said, creation through Brahma, destruction through Shankha, but they don't understand anything. The main picture is the Trimurti. The highest on high is Shiv Baba. You know that Shiv Baba is teaching you the pilgrimage of remembrance through Brahma. Remember Baba. The word yoga feels difficult. The word remembrance is very easy. The word Baba is very lovely. You yourselves will feel ashamed that we souls are not able to remember the Father from whom we receive the sovereignty of the world. You yourselves will feel ashamed. Even the Father says, you are senseless. If you are unable to remember the Father, how would you claim your inheritance? How would your sins be absolved? You are souls, and I am your eternal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. If you want to become pure and to go to the land of happiness, then follow Srimat. Remember me, your Father, and your sins will be absolved. If you don't remember me, how can your sins be absolved? Acha. To you, sweetest beloved and long lost, now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Make effort in every way and don't worry about anything, because the Father himself is responsible for us. Nothing of ours can go to waste. 2. Become very, very sweet like the Father. Bring benefit to many. Definitely become pure in this last birth. While doing business, etc., practice, I am a soul. Blessing. May you be an image that grants visions, and while staying in the expansion of your family, show your angelic form. While in the expansion of your household, practice merging that expansion and stay beyond. One moment, carry out your physical tasks, and the next moment, become bodiless. This practice will show your angelic form. By your being in the highest stage, trivial situations will be experienced in a gross way. By being up above, you will become free from being low. You will be saved from laboring. Time will be saved and fast service will take place. Your intellect will become so broad and unlimited that you will be able to carry out many tasks at the same time. Slogan: in order to be constantly happy, continue to pour the oil of this knowledge into the lamp of the soul. Aviat signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. The Father has so much love for you, children. That is why he says, children, whatever you are, however you are mine. In the same way, remain merged in the ocean of love. And say in your heart, Baba, whatever you are everything to me. Never become influenced by anything of the kingdom of falsehood. The Father has given you children the pen with which to draw the line of your elevated fortune. you can create as much fortune as you want. Om Shanti. Special notice. According to Baba's Srimat, Murlis are only for Baba's children, not for the souls who have not even taken the Raj Yoga course. Therefore, we humbly request all instrument teachers, brothers and sisters, not to post Baba's Sakal Murlis audio or video recordings on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or any WhatsApp group.